This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
On February 28, 1995, Cobb County, Georgia 911 operator Lynn Turner sat at her husband's bedside. Glenn was usually an easygoing, charming cop, but today he was sick in bed, listless. The 31-year-old's temperature kept climbing higher and his stomach cramped. The mere scent of food made him nauseous. His 27-year-old wife brought him sweet tea, Jell-O, and soup, hoping he'd keep those foods down. As Lynn fed him bits of Jell-O, Glenn described to her feverish hallucinations, monsters that chased him and asked him to drink gasoline. She merely nodded along and gave him a sip of sweet tea. He just needed more fluids to break the fever. But 3 days later, Lynn went into their bedroom and found Glenn dead in their bed. Welcome to Black Widow Watch. Like the deadly spider they're named for, many female criminals have used the promise of love to trap and kill their victims. These men believed they'd found the person they would spend their lives with. Instead, they had wandered right into the web of a deadly predator. Throughout this month, I'm taking a look at the world's most notorious black widows. In these episodes, I'll uncover what made these women decide to murder the people they'd vowed to love and cherish. We'll detail the specific methods they used to carry out these ends. And finally, we'll explore what made their respective prey susceptible to the charms of a predator in disguise. Today, we're discussing Lynn Turner. She lost both her husbands to a mysterious, debilitating sickness. And no one had any idea of the source of the illness until Glenn's mother figured out that the glamorous housewife, who loved lavish gifts, had a sinister secret. More on Lynn Turner after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now, back to our Black Widow. Lynn Turner loved a specific type of man, police officers. She got to know many of them while working civil jobs in law enforcement, including as a 911 operator. After work, she put on her most alluring dresses and flirted with Cobb County cops at the local bars in Marietta, Georgia. One night in 1992, the 24-year-old spotted a group of cops hanging out together. Among them was Glenn Turner. Because of his laid-back personality and his big belly, Glenn's friends called him Buddha. That night, Lynn wanted him. She approached the table and sat right next to 28-year-old Glenn. They talked all night and went home together. It was only supposed to be a one-night stand, but Glenn was already in love with her. Eventually, they were engaged. But Glenn's friends and family didn't approve of their relationship and thought Lynn had ulterior motives. She had a reputation for having sex with most of the officers on the force, but Glenn didn't care. He was determined to marry Lynn. The couple tied the knot on August 21, 1993. Soon after, Lynn made a strange request. she wanted to be added to Glenn's life insurance policy as the beneficiary. He quickly obliged. Lynn often got what she wanted in the marriage. The 25-year-old bought extravagant clothes and housewares, racking up thousands of dollars in credit card debt. Soon, 29-year-old Glenn took a second job at a gas station in order to afford the payments. While he worked every day to support her shopping habit, rumors started to circulate that Lynn was having an affair with another cop in nearby Forsyth County. By February of 1995, 31-year-old Glenn had enough. He planned on divorcing Lynn, but she couldn't let that happen. Not without getting the money she felt she was owed. 27-year-old Lynn started slipping antifreeze into Glenn's food. The coolant contains a poisonous chemical called ethylene glycol. It causes flu-like symptoms when ingested by humans or animals, but tastes sweet. That made it easy for Lynn to slip the substance into Glenn's sweet tea and Jell-O, slowly killing him. 4 days after Glenn's funeral, Lynn moved to Cumming, Georgia, to be with the Forsyth cop she'd been having an affair with, Randy Thompson. Apparently, Randy didn't know that Lynn had ever been married. After the two moved in together, Lynn used Glenn's life insurance payout to buy them a house. Randy asked Lynn to marry him, but she refused. Remarrying would make her ineligible to receive Glenn's pension, so Randy and Lynn lived together, unmarried, eventually having two children. As for his life insurance, Lynn convinced Randy to make her his beneficiary and even persuaded him to increase the policy amount from $100,000 to $200,000. By 1997, 2 years into their arrangement, the happy couple turned violent toward each other. Lynn claimed Randy hit her in the mouth. Randy moved out in 1999, telling his friends that he needed to preserve his sanity. 2 years later, on January 19, 2001, Lynn and Randy decided to have dinner. They wanted to see if they could work things out for the sake of their young children. They had a nice night, and she invited him to the house for a sweet dessert. The next day, he started displaying flu-like symptoms, and, like she did with Glenn, Lynn brought Randy sweet tea, soup, and Jell-O to soothe his cold. He died a couple of days later. When the news reached Glenn's mom, Catherine, she immediately suspected foul play. Catherine contacted Randy's mother, Nita, and they started to compare their son's deaths, realizing they had the exact same symptoms. Soon, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation reevaluated Glenn and Randy's autopsies, which showed signs of ethylene glycol poisoning in their kidneys. Lynn was convicted of both Glenn and Randy's murders, receiving two life sentences with no parole. But on August 30th, 2010, she was found dead in her prison cell. Lynn poisoned her final victim, herself. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to examine the twisted web of yet another Black Widow. For more villainous women, you can catch episodes of Female Criminals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.